This is Patrick Donahue. Good evening. Appreciate you listening every week at this same time. Bible Crossfire. If you have a Bible question or comment, just give us a call. We're here to talk about the Bible. Whatever issue you might want to talk about, we're willing to let the Bible decide what the correct answer to that issue is, if you'll just give us a call. A lady I'm currently studying with by phone wrote to me in an email this week. If Christ had already forgiven the sins of the world on the cross, what leftover sins would there have been for baptism to wash away? Let's answer that question. Suppose a Major League Baseball player on Monday buys 100 tickets for all the kids in an orphanage. Suppose then 95 of the orphans use those tickets and go to the game that Saturday. Do you see that all the tickets were paid for on Monday, but they were not taken advantage of until Saturday? It's the same way with Christ's death. He paid for the sins of every man, Hebrews 2:9, on the cross in about 33 A.D. But we don't actually take advantage of that until our sins are washed away when we obey the gospel some 2,000 years later. If some say verses like John 3:16 prove salvation from sin occurs at the moment we believe. But if that were true, that would mean a person is saved before they even repent of their sin. But texts like Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish, prove that's false. Another passage that shows salvation at the point of faith is false is Romans 10:9 and 10. Quote, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Everybody understands that passage makes confession of Christ necessary to salvation, but one can't honestly confess Christ as the Son of God unless he believes it first, right? That would mean that salvation does not come at the moment one believes, since one has to confess Christ after believing in order to be saved. In that same context, verses 13 reads, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So calling on the name of the Lord is required for salvation. And the very next verse begins with, quote, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Showing that calling on the name of the Lord occurs after one believes. If calling on the name of the Lord is necessary to salvation and comes after faith, then logically one is not saved at the point one has faith, right? But just how does one call upon the name of the Lord? Acts 22:16 answers that question. It says, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So the way a sinner calls on God to save him is by being baptized. That makes sense. Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So the way a sinner would ask or call upon God to save him is by believing and being baptized, correct? Now think about how Acts 22:16 relates to our question of whether a sinner's sins are washed away when they believe. Saul of Tarsus believed when Jesus miraculously appeared to him on the road to Damascus. But here, he is at least 3 days later being told to do something to get his sins washed away. Of course it is the death of Christ that washes away our sins, but when? Were Saul's sins washed away by the blood of Christ when he believed on the road to Damascus? Or were Saul's sins washed away by the blood of Christ when he was baptized 3 days later? It is really easy to tell if you just accept what the Bible says here, isn't it?